This is Mental, the podcast that destigmatizes mental health. I'm Bobby Timms.
I'm Annie Harris.
Each Thursday, we delve into a factor or condition that influences the mind and how to better manage it. With special guests and stats you can trust, here we go. This week is UK Mental Health Awareness Week, hosted by the Mental Health Foundation. So for something special, to celebrate this time of increased awareness, we wanted to focus on our core area of stigma. So in this bonus episode, we're going to be sharing the experiences of stigma from the perspective of some of our past guests. Each one will speak for a minute about how mental health stigma has affected their life. So to get us going, I'll start with my own. For me, mental health stigma was something that I didn't realise how much I'd internalised growing up. I grew up with depression and an eating disorder, but didn't realise, and looking back, I understand that a big part of that was me not thinking I fit the stereotypes for those conditions. And so it took me way longer than it should have done to get the help I needed. And even once I'd got the support and got the diagnoses, it wasn't until starting this podcast that I really realised how much of the stigma I'd internalised. I thought I was really open about talking about mental health, but in reality, I didn't talk about it at home, I didn't talk about it with friends. If it wasn't a mental health professional or someone I worked with in Samaritans or Nightline, I didn't feel it was appropriate to even mention. And that was a lot of my own judgment and stigma. However, now having weekly conversations about mental health, it's an integral part of my everyday conversations and something that I would never think twice about bringing up in any situation. So that's how mental health stigma affected me. And now you'll hear from some fellow podcasters and past guests on their experience.
Mental health stigma to me, I think, is a real internal thing. Being quite confident and open in all aspects of my life and feeling that I can talk and engage with people on all different levels has never been a problem. But actually seeking a diagnosis or, you know, really speaking to people or anybody professionally about how I might feel when I've been at my worst is my own stigma, really. Because having lived with low feelings up and down for most of my life and still never having a diagnosis and feeling it at most after giving birth to my second child and still never having a diagnosis or ever really speaking to anybody about it, I really believe that that interests me when talking about stigma and what stigma really means to us all. Because I actually don't think, I would think that I wouldn't really care what other people think, but maybe I do, or maybe it's just me and my own stigma. So there's stigma out there, whether it's our all internal thinking and stigma that we attach, or whether it's the wider world, maybe it's a bit of both. But mental health stigma is definitely something that we all need to get over.
So I think about mental health stigma, I would say that because of my childhood experiences with a parent who suffered from extreme mental health issues, that I, for a long time, I felt I had to be really strong all the time, 100% of the time. And I was afraid that if I showed any weakness or just anxiety or being upset or being sad, that somehow that would really threaten my stability or my ability to do anything. So I think that was not very healthy because I never cut myself any slack and I just believed that being strong was what it was all about, and it also affected my ability to have any empathy for my mother or my sister, who also suffers from mental health issues. And it's only now, really, that I feel that actually we all operate on a very wide spectrum of mental health all the time. And so feeling sad or upset or anxious is part of our natural human emotional responses.
So for me, mental health stigma is about that inability to reach out in a professional level for people to reach out, and the fear of coming to counselling in case they're seen as, you know, there's something wrong with them, they're not quite right. And on a personal level for me, mental health stigma had a huge impact on me when I was suffering from depression as a result of my workplace at the time. And I was told about impact that that would have on my future career in nursing if I started taking antidepressants. I hid that, and the professionals, the mental health professionals that I worked with, hid that. Now, that's over 20 years ago now, and I think, well, definitely there has been a shift, and I see a shift with younger people, but I still think we have a long way to go. And mental health stigma is, I think there's a fear around it because it can happen to anybody.
The stigma of mental illness didn't really manifest for me the way I think people tend to generally think, which is that because nobody talks about it, or there's shame or judgment around it, that I was ashamed or hesitant to discuss the fact that I live with depression. For me, it was that because people don't talk about it, I didn't really know about it. I think I thought of Eeyore, but I did not think of the destructive, damning, constant thoughts that depression convinces you are truths about yourself versus symptoms of an illness. And because of that, it took me far, far longer to recognize what was happening as something outside of me, as something for which there is treatment and from which there is recovery. So I just took it all on as truth and got to a very, very, very dark place. And I hope that as we all, with the help of this podcast and every other effort across the world, acknowledge that there's a spectrum of human emotion and that there's a spectrum of human health and that mental illnesses fall on both and that we need to address them just like any other illness. So thanks for the opportunity to share.
The stigma attached to mental illness really delayed me in seeking help when I should have. In the early stages of suffering, and if I had have sought help sooner, then I wouldn't have reached a crisis point.
Hi, my name's Fiona Thomas. I'm an author, a freelance writer, and co-host of the Positive People podcast, and I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety in 2012. And although I'm open about my mental health now, I certainly wasn't in the beginning. And the way that stigma has affected me has definitely been most prevalent in my career. So in the job that I was doing when I was first diagnosed, I only told my manager and my HR team what was going on. And when I tried to return to work, I just felt like I wasn't able to tell anyone else what was going on because of fear of judgment. I was in a management position and I just felt like my team would think that I wasn't able to be a good manager if I had a mental illness. And then in other jobs as well, although I've been more open about telling my employers, I definitely feel the stigma is in the back of my mind when I need to take a sick day. So if I ever wanted to or needed to take a sick day for mental health reasons, I would never ever say that was why. I would just say that I had the flu or a tummy bug or something because I just felt like people would be judging me or they would be annoyed that I'd made more work for everyone else for an illness that maybe is perceived to not be as serious as a physical illness. And then in the job that I do now, which is freelancing, I'm not sure how confident I would be telling clients about my mental illness, but on the other hand, I am very open about it on my social media. I've written a book called Depression in a Digital Age, so people can literally go and read my story if they want. I'm very open about sharing that online, so I know that my clients could go and find out about my mental illness if they really wanted to. And hopefully me doing that is just flying the flag for more people to do the same. And bit by bit over time, together we can end the stigma.
To learn more about those featured in today's clips, check out the full episode description for links to their other work. And I hope you have a wonderful Mental Health Awareness Week. Thank you for listening. For a list of our recommended resources, visit mentalpodcast.co.uk. And remember, we are in no way a substitute for qualified counselling or other mental health support. Our show is edited and produced by the brilliant Pete Murta, with licensed music by NetSky. Links in the description. Speak to you next Thursday, and remember, you are enough.